Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. And today's Wednesday, so we take a topic we've been exploring all week, and we try to see how the Bible's take on that, challenges and changes, our thinking. Now, I know a PhD student who posted on Facebook lately, "Hey, how are you supposed to cite Facebook?" See, this is what PhD students love, or at least have to do all the time. They have to know how to cite things properly. If they're writing a paper, they have to make sure that they've properly cited all their references, either in footnotes at the bottom of the page or in endnotes at the end of the document. They have to make sure everything they've said can be backed up by somebody else's research. Now, what people considered good teaching in Jesus' day was very much the same. It wasn't something you just made up. It was when you could make a good argument based on those who had taught before. A rabbi, a teacher in Jesus' day, would have been known for their ability to quote other rabbis from the past, to be able to say, you know what, Rabbi Hillel said this, and Rabbi Herschel said this. And at best, some original teaching from a rabbi might be to bring together, in a really interesting, paradoxical way, the teaching of two other rabbis who'd gone before. For a Jewish rabbi to say something completely original and new was very risky. Jewish people have such a long history, and a long written and oral history, that to come up with something new, they have to be very careful not to contradict or challenge or appear to be considering yourself greater than the teachers of the past. Their history is very important, and so a good teacher would know that history, be able to bring it together in interesting and educational ways, but wouldn't dare come up with something completely new and original, except maybe towards the end of their career, when they themselves were as highly respected as some of the rabbis of the past. Kind of like a good artist, they're seldom famous until they're dead. It's when they're long dead that people start to quote them and remember what they said as profound and original teaching. But Jesus was different. Here we had a carpenter from a small backwater town that nobody paid much attention to, who's collected around himself a number of followers, even though he has no rabbinical training at all. He didn't go to the advanced schools of Judaism. He was a carpenter. And he gathered a bunch of fishermen and other random people around himself, and he called them his students, as if he was a rabbi. And he started to teach them. And he didn't go around quoting Rabbi Hillel, or like the philosophers, quoting other philosophers from the past. No, he went around just speaking profound and creative truths that made sense to people, that went to the very core of who they were, that they recognized to be true, even though he didn't bother to cite his references. He was teaching as if he was the source of all truth and wisdom in this world. And people recognized it for that. The crowds recognized it and knew it was a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, his enemies, they recognized it too, and they saw it as dangerous. That's why there's such a clear contrast between him and the scribes. People said, "This isn't how the scribes teach. They just cite the past. Jesus is doing something new and original in this moment." Imagine being there. Imagine sitting at his feet, listening to him teach, say things nobody had ever said, that simply made sense, that went to the very core of who we are and spoke truth into our hearts. A teacher like Jesus could have gone very wrong. He could have said very original things that were hardly profound at all. They were just trite and silly. Or he could have said really profound things that everybody had heard before. But Jesus was that rare combination, an A-plus teacher, who said creative and profound things. They were new, but they also made sense. And they spoke into our lives in wonderful new ways that people still pay attention to today. Well, we're going to see tomorrow how that can impact our lives. But for today, I've got a question for you to consider that I hope you'll share. How is Jesus different from other teachers in your life? What did he teach that no one had ever said before or improved upon since? Now it's Wednesday, so if you don't have a group yet to discuss these things with, I'd love for you to join me. Every Wednesday night, I'm at Chapters in Ajax at the Starbucks. Come find me. I'm there for people who want to ask questions, just want to get to know me, and find out the kind of Christian community we're developing in Ajax, starting with some public events this fall. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll tell you tomorrow how you can provide some input into our first public events. But have a great discussion for now. I hope to see you tonight at coffee hours or this fall at our public events that you're going to give input on tomorrow. Bye for now.